Actually, General, too.
As I was going to say, sometimes you can see the fish jumping out of the water, too. I suppose that you're thinking about vacation time. I know you said something to me on the tape, but you didn't tell me when you were going. So I'll be sure to write there. Oh, I suppose if I write there, they'll either hold the mail for you or forward it to you, depending upon what the situation is. The new chief nurse seems to be very nice. She, got off to a rough start, being so busy and all. But she seems very pleasant. And, seems anxious to have the kids, get as much as they can. She's very education-minded all, wants classes on the wards and all, but we've been having that. My place, it's such an old-fashioned operating room we die. And I'm always with the engineering department, asking them about this or that, and I think they just as soon not see me half the time. But, for example, the other day we had a culture of my air conditioning vents, and they're really antiquated, and we got all kinds of positive cultures from them, so the suggestion was made that they be built extended down to the deck rather than halfway in the room, so I don't know whether we can get them done or not. We're going to try. And then we got our new gas autoclave, which is going to present some kind of a problem for sterilization. To get into the, they have to cut all kinds of holes in the ship. But unfortunately, we don't have any gas because that didn't come with it. And I said, they're telling me this. I said, you're not getting me annoyed. I know. I fully expected this. They said, you didn't take you long to learn. I said, I went through all this when I was in Spain of not being able to get stuff and stuff being promised to. America's the only place, the United States is the only place in the world where you can say I want it now when it's delivered yesterday, you just don't have this kind of stuff anyplace else in the world. By the way, before I forget it, I don't know what issue of Saturday Evening Post it is in, whether it's this week's or the week before's, but maybe you can get a hold of a copy of it. There's an article on corruption in Vietnam. I don't know how true it is. This letterer wrote it. He's the one that wrote The Ugly American, and I think he kind of dramatizes, but there might be enough truth in it. At least there's certainly some truth in it. But in it, they mention this Helgoland, which is the German hospital ship, and we were often tied up fairly near one another in the harbor in Vietnam, or in Da Nang. It mentions it being near Saigon, I think it said, but it's not near Saigon. It's in Da Nang. It's about the third of our size, is a third of our tonnage. And, of course, it takes about a third of our patient capacity. And it's a humanitarian West German ship, non-military. And, of course, they welcome us to come aboard. We've never been aboard, but the thing is, you can't go aboard in your uniform. They'll let us, but they don't want, people to think that they're military. And so they come aboard all the time, and they send us lots of patients because there's a lot of doctors that they don't have. They don't have a urologist. I don't think they have an orthopod. So they send us Vietnamese patients. But there's an interesting article on that, and it says that these patients really have to pay someone before they can even get permission to come out to the hospital ship. Out to their hospital ship. I don't think that's true with ours, though. People just get on that boat at White Elephant Landing and just come on out, It's the funniest thing. But I don't know how much truth there is to the article, but as I said, he certainly must have some basis for it, because he goes on and on about how corrupt Vietnam is. Well, it seems to me like I've been talking about 20, 30 minutes. And I think I'd better call it quits, because I don't have a whole lot more to say. And I had a lot to say for not saying much anyway. And I guess, Pop, you'll just have to make small, not send so much of a roll of tape back, because I just can't, I can't talk that much. I can hear you saying, I bet you can't. But I hope that you have a nice Father's Day, and that your birthday was pleasant, Mother, and that Uncle's birthday was pleasant, and everything is fine at home. And as I've said before, I'm fine. Oh, I sent a Myers-Gram to Kathy. I don't know if she'll get it or not, but I hope that she does, and just congratulating her on her graduation. And I know that if you do go down there, you'll enjoy yourself. and everything will be fine. Well, I'm going to say goodnight for now and make a tape soon when you get a chance. And I'm glad you did get down, or you did talk to Aunt Jo and Uncle George. And I keep meaning to write. Edith, I promised to write a writer, and I haven't. But, the time is just something. So take care, and you'll be hearing from me soon. And I hope I'll erase the rest of this tape. If it's not erased, then you'll know it's just, it didn't erase with... I'll take the mic off and hope that the rest of it erases, okay? And bye for now. Before I forget it, I was just trying to replay this, and it seems that I erased the president's speech. I hadn't gotten around to even listening to it yet. So I'm awfully sorry, and I appreciate you taking the time and effort to tape the speech and all for me, but I never did get to hear it because I picked up the wrong tape by mistake. So thanks anyway for your thoughtfulness, and I'll be talking with you again, and bye for now.